This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And we head into the happy half hour, as it were. Happy Monday, or as happy as it can be. Gwen and Chris on 97.3 The Fan. Of course, Game 2 of the NLCS is ongoing right now. And unfortunately, the Padres are not in it. And we've been sharing our thoughts throughout the day on what was a very, very difficult pill to swallow. Friday night, for the faithful, the Dodgers took Game 1 of the NLCS last night, but today, Francisco Lindor immediately ended their 33-inning scoreless streak with a leadoff homer. Mark Vientos has hit a grand slam. The Mets currently lead 6-3 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Dodgers batting up at Dodger Stadium. Some other news real quick before we get to Chris versus the fans. Did you guys see this? Jim Harbaugh yesterday had to leave the game against the Broncos, a regular heartbeat. He did return to the sidelines. Harbaugh says he's certainly not considering stepping away from football, but they have said that he's going to be wearing a heart monitor now for the next 2 weeks.
Probably a good idea.
Taking some blood thinner. I don't know. Is Harbaugh a high-strung guy?
Oh, not really. You know, he doesn't wear
cleats. This is a little hard for me to imagine that Jim Harbaugh
cleats on the sideline for no reason.
No, I don't mean to joke about something serious like this, but his Chargers played well yesterday, led 23-0 before beating the Broncos and improving to 3-2. So Harbaugh's
Super
turning
Chargers.
Things around a little bit. Yeah. You mentioned Aiden Hutchinson having the broken leg. This is a big blow for the Lions, but Dan Campbell saying, as I would only expect a kneecap cannibal to say, don't count Hutch out. I think he might make it back by the end of this season.
Okay, that's crazy.
Really?
That's insane.
I mean, snapped his tibia and fibula.
I was about to say he did both. That is, and that's a big man. So that's a bone that had to be put in a crazy.
Dan Campbell. Dan Campbell's going to will him back on the field.
The kneecap man himself.
Yes, indeed.
He probably could do it too.
He'd probably give him his kneecap too.
Have no doubt he would.
A couple of other baseball notes. Clayton Kershaw said he'll be back next year, so we can all look forward to that. And the Yankees, who opened the ALCS tonight, have Anthony Rizzo back after a broken hand. He is in the starting lineup this evening for New York. All right, Scraby, we're ready for some Chris versus the fans.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, chance to win a pair of tickets to Parker McCollum, Cal Coast Credit Union Open Air Theater on October 25th. So it's just 11 days from right now. Limited tickets remain at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, the rules. You have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. Chris versus the Fans is presented by SD Fat Loss. Lose 20 to 30 pounds in just 60 days. Visit SDFatLoss.com to schedule your free consultation. All right. I got my big long break from questions, and I'm ready to get back into the swing of things. Here we go with our first contestant. We're going to go to Neil. Hello, Neil.
Hi, Neil.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good to have you on, Neil.
Pretty good. Oh, if you're a first-time player, let us know before you get into it and you get the first question for free. Ready to go, Neil?
Let's do it.
Oh, I hope you know this one, Neil. What was the name of the worthless mantis Luis Arraez found prior to Game 5?
Oh, that stupid mantis. I flushed that one.
You flushed it. I don't know if we're Chris still, remembers it.
We're still going to need an answer.
Whoops, sorry, Neil.
Yeah, I don't really remember, but for some reason, Luigi comes into my mind.
That was it.
I was actually legitimately mad at the mantis on Friday.
You know why you're mad at the mantis?
Because I was grasping onto everything.
Because you put the faith in the mantis to begin with.
I was like, if you want to be anything in sports lore, mantis, you're going to do something.
This is how you would have felt about the goose if they didn't win that time.
Right. Oh, the goose would have
been. You would have hated geese for the rest of your life.
I feel like just swear at geese as I walk by.
This mantis is no goose.
Yeah, you're right, Chris. Luigi. Let's go to Wyatt in San Diego. Hello, Wyatt.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Here we go. Question number one. To get to the NLCS, what team did the Mets have to eliminate in the wild card round?
That would be the Brewers.
The Brewers is correct.
And don't forget that every team the Brewers have ever lost to in a playoff
has
eventually gone to at least the World Series. That's still up for grabs.
All right, here we go, Wyatt. Question number two. This is a sad question, but it's a good one. Which two Padres players were the only to get hits on Friday night?
I think that was Luis Arraez and Higashioka. I was at my buddy's wedding, so I didn't even get to watch Game 5.
You're a good fan.
You're paying attention at your buddy's wedding, though. That's legit.
Yeah, when Higgy got hit. I think he got a double or hit a double.
That was the biggest threat. It was single.
Yeah. Then double play. That's all they got.
All right.
But good for you, Wyatt.
Yes, Wyatt knows.
Nice work,
was
Wyatt.
Able to come up with that.
Wyatt didn't have to sit through that game. He was at his friend's wedding, so that's also nice. Here we go, Wyatt. Question number three.
I got to tell you, wedding would have been preferable.
Much more fun.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. What quarterback has thrown the longest touchdown pass of the NFL season so far?
Ooh, boy.
I feel like Gardner Minshew might have had some really long, crazy one there.
Is Gardner Minshew your answer?
Yes.
All right. Stay there, Wyatt.
Well, this is bad luck for you, Wyatt.
Whoa.
Unless I'm wrong, because Jefferson's on my fantasy football team, and I remember the 98-yarder he caught from Sam Darnold earlier this year.
Sorry, Wyatt. You're such a good player.
That was
player.
Bad luck, Wyatt, because that's the only reason I remember it.
It was 97.
97, okay. Yeah,
but still.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Brian. Hello, Brian.
Hello.
Hey, Brian.
Hello.
Hi, Brian.
Are you
Welcome
ready to play?
To it.
Hey, how'd you know it was Brian? I didn't even answer, Sean.
It's because we have a caller ID, so.
Oh, okay.
That's right. Why sometimes I call caller people ID. By the wrong name. But here we go, Brian.
And we know where you
First-time
live.
First-time player.
First-time player. Here we go. Question number two. What player has the most RBIs in all of postseason baseball right now?
That's a number two question, you say?
Yep.
Mickey Mantle.
The Mick.
Wait. Overall?
Mickey
like
Mantle.
All time?
No.
This year.
I don't know if he understood the question. Do you want to give him another chance?
Did you understand the question,
He's a first-time
Brian?
Player. I think we should... it's not all
active
time.
Active player? You're saying active
no,
player?
No. This RBIs this postseason only.
Yes. 2024 postseason.
Okay.
Sorry to laugh at you.
I'll say Shohei Ohtani. Ohtani.
I like it.
I do like it.
Shohei Ohtani.
Unfortunately, he's been missing since the playoffs started.
I don't know, but Lane Thomas has at least seven, so I'll go with him.
Wow. It is. Mark Vientos with his grand slam. 11 RBIs.
11.
Never heard of Mark Vientos until like the last.
Good.
All right.
So better be lucky than good.
That's right. Brian, you're still alive.
Here we go, Brian. Question number three. I'm going to give you the team on this one since it's so random. But what Marlins player hit the longest home run in the 2024 Major League Baseball regular season?
Oh, I remember this one.
I'd be lucky to come up with a Marlins player.
Yeah, I feel you on that.
That's tough.
You got an answer?
I have no idea.
All right, no idea. You're playing the game. That's okay.
Another member of my fantasy team.
Oh, my gosh.
I think it's Jesus Sanchez.
Look how happy he is for me. Always rooting for me and supporting me. Scrape,
sorry,
I appreciate that. Appreciate that. Sorry about that, Brian.
I don't know that I was supporting you or rooting for you.
Yeah, you're totally against me every time.
All right, you pick the next contestant then. You pick the next contestant then.
Well, I'm going to make you deal with Dexter. How's that?
What up, Dexter?
Hey, Dexter. I didn't say anything about how
I like Dexter, though, because Dexter was cool. He joined us last week after the loss. The first loss.
But prior to, after that game.
Game four,
after
that loss. Dexter came on. Yeah.
All right, Dexter, here we go. Question number one.
All right.
Who currently has the most home runs hit in the 2024 postseason?
Okay, most home runs, I'm going to take a stab and say the other Hernandez on the Dodgers. Not Kiki, but the other Hernandez.
Kiki. Teoscar.
Teoscar.
Teoscar, yes.
Sorry, Dexter. Fernando, I think. Unless somebody caught him, he has four.
Yeah, sorry, Dexter.
Sorry, Dexter. Gosh, Yoka's got three.
Yes, he does.
Just none of those came in the last two games, obviously.
All right, we're going to go to tiebreaker.
Tiebreaker? You're telling me I win and my return to Chris versus
the
fans?
Yes, because we have a hard 4:30 out, so we can't be messing around with time. Give me a player. Let's go Mark Vientos.
Good one. He doesn't have
good
a lot of history.
Because it just got to the big leagues this year.
Yeah, he doesn't have a lot of history.
He's been around since 2022.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
All right. Let's go to you pick, Chris.
I like Mike in Escondido because his ribs are good.
Yes. Hello, Mike.
Even though he doesn't. Do you even barbecue at all, Mike?
What's happening? At home, I do, of course.
All right, good.
Okay. All right. Here we go, Mike. Question. Or no, wait, actually, we're doing the tiebreaker. I'm sorry about that. So I'm going to ask Chris for a number. He's going to give it, and then you're going to say whether or not the actual number is higher or lower. You will get the point of this in just a second. But Chris...
He gets it.
How many... How many RBIs does he have in his career?
In his career?
Yeah. Three seasons.
He hasn't really played three seasons, though. Tony's right. I mean, this was his first year.
First full year, yes.
100.
100 RBIs. Mike, actual answer, higher or lower?
Much lower.
Much lower. Correct.
You are correct.
Stay there, Mike. We are going to get, I'm going to get your information in the break. You were really close, Chris. 96 career RBIs.
He's closer to 100.
He had 71.
Mike thought.
He had 27 home runs this year with only 71 RBIs.
Pretty good year for the young guy.
Pretty good.
And a grand slam today for Mark Vientos. Mets still lead 6-3. They're going to the ninth inning now in L.A. We're going to our final segment here on Gwen and Chris after...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Traffic.
If you're a fan of Mediterranean,
like I am, like we all are, Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine, Coronado, La Jolla, and for any information about takeout, pickup, or if you want them to cater your party, spiroscuisine.com. A couple of minutes left on the show. Heading towards Monday Night Football. RBI single here for Starling Marte. Tacks on a run for the Mets. They now lead the Dodgers 7-3 in the top of the ninth.
Can
Mets
I say something real quick
looking
about
to
that?
Even up the series.
This game, I saw this on John Boy.
Okay.
Winker last night over ran past second base, got backdoored at second base.
They threw behind him, yes.
In the John Boy clip, it's claiming that Kike deked him. No, no. An outfielder is throwing to the base he thinks the runner is going to go to. Now, what happened was Winker realized, uh-oh, I ain't going to make it to third. Let me hit the brakes. And to Kike's credit, he saw that. And even though his body was lined up to third, he saw Winker stop or start to stop, and he backdoored. It was a beautiful play by Kike, but he didn't deke him.
Are you telling me that Jesse Winker did not go over and thank Kike Hernandez for?
No, I'm sure he did.
Some very courteous play out there.
I'm sure he did.
Jesse Winker.
Everybody's
favorite.
I did get some tea on what had happened in the whole Brewers situation.
Brewers versus they hate each other.
He wasn't actually talking to Willie Adames. He was talking to the pitcher who he had got hit by earlier in the year.
Okay.
Willie Adames was just taking up for his teammate. And I heard really did wait for him in the parking lot.
Willie Adames waited for Winker.
But as I said, they go out different sides. So Winker may not even know.
That's
he was
a long
out
wait. Guy's not going to be there. So, funny you mention all this. Jesse Winker is batting right
he
now.
He sure is.
In the top of the ninth with the Mets ahead.
There's just something about Jesse Winker in the playoffs and the Padres now that makes me angry.
Oh, Lena.
Jesse Winker just got a base hit to keep the Mets rally going in the top of the ninth inning. Tony, I wanted to ask you. I think I know your opinion on this, but I think it's something that is going to be discussed a lot about 10 days from right now.
Okay.
According to Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel, my guy.
How did I know?
Well, you got something better to talk to? Got something better to talk about?
No, I'm just saying you made it so dramatic.
Is the hard out 4:30 or is it 4:25 like it was?
No, we're going to be hitting the music at 4:26:30.
Okay.
Nice.
There it
is.
So
we got a few minutes. But Tua apparently is going to come back, and he's apparently going to come back as soon as he's eligible. Which will be after this game. The Dolphins play the Colts this Sunday, and then Tua's 4 weeks, you're going to be up.
Yeah.
Look, as a football fan, as a team, and I put my shirt on today to try and make a clean break from the baseball season. I don't know if it's working.
Put my shirt on.
I don't know if it's working. But, I mean, I'm happy he's coming back. But, I mean, there's this danger now, and everybody's going to be, a lot of people are going to be jumping on that ship. Aren't they?
I just knew his face was going to light up when you said ship.
Yeah.
I think that I'm happy that he's coming back. I always thought that this was silly that we were talking about him retiring. And I think it's nobody else's business, honestly. Like, it's his decision. He's got the best doctors in the world telling him what he can and cannot do.
You got to believe that, right?
So if he wants to play, it's fine by me for him to go play.
Here's the thing.
It'd be different if we found out the doctors were like, hey, man, you should not go back out and play ever again.
Your life is in.
That's different. That's not what he's being told, clearly.
I mean, obviously.
Because trust me, if the NFL thought that there was a lawsuit coming for him playing and allowing him to play.
Right.
They would shut it down immediately.
And they came out last week and said they're not getting involved.
There you go.
So that tells you something. The other thing is, I don't know if it's fair to compare Tua to DeMar Hamlin. Probably not 100% fair. But DeMar Hamlin actually died on the field.
Yes.
And he wanted to come back and play. And he did. And now he's doing awfully well. Now, the odds of him taking another shot like that are 1,000,000 to 1.
But he's still risking it,
and this 100%. Is what he wanted to do.
There is far more risk in DeMar Hamlin being out there than there is the quarterback for the Dolphins in Tua.
I don't know if you've seen that offensive line this year.
That's a good point.
It's not
point.
Very good.
Maybe it's not. Maybe it's equal. But either way, my point is, it's his choice. I know that we are so concerned about everybody else nowadays.
That's right.
We need to give him space to make a decision about his own life.
And apparently that's what he is going to do. One other thing, we get to filling in another minute here. Major League Baseball, postseason TV ratings up 18%.
I saw 17, but 18.
17, 18. That's good.
You know what else
for baseball.
Major League Baseball is doing next year that I'm very happy about?
Why?
We might have talked about this. But they're going back to the All-Star.
Oh, yeah.
Regular uniform.
Yep. I saw it, and I can't believe I didn't cut into Bennett Woods the minute I saw it a couple days ago. I was so excited.
Which is just a regular uniform.
That's right.
If it's a National League All-Star game, the Padres will be in white. If it's an American League one, they get a choice now. They can wear this pinstripe, or they can wear the brown top.
Do you think have to choose as a team? Like, say there's three Padres.
They can't have two guys.
Oh, they can't all do different ones?
Yeah, what if, like, Yu Darvish seems to really like the brown top and the sand pants.
He does, and I was liking it, too, when it had victories in it. And then it didn't have a victory in it.
One last thing, because you mentioned Darvish. We didn't touch on it, but what a class move by him.
Yeah, man.
Touching his heart and Peter Seidler logo before he went to work in Game 5. That's Indeed. Something we can remember fondly from that game, and about, unfortunately, the only thing.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah. And then the game started.
All right, Monday Night Football's next. We get a full 4 hours with you tomorrow and Wednesday, and both shows tomorrow and Wednesday will be followed by the return of the Scraby Chronicles.
Can't wait.
So everybody settle in for a lot of fun stuff tomorrow. We'll have a fantabulous sports game show and some other goodies for you. In the meantime, football's next. Dodgers come to bat, bottom of the ninth, trailing 7-3.
Boo.
We head out on 97.3, The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.